Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. In the effort to understand Alzheimer's disease, an intriguing idea now suggests that the plaque buildup in the brain causing the disease is actually the result of the brain trying to protect itself.
The plaque is a gathering of a protein called amyloid beta, and a series of experiments with mice reveals the protein binds to invading microbes in the brain.
First, researchers noticed that animals that produced higher levels of amyloid beta were more resistant to brain infection. The protein restricted the growth of bacteria, allowing the animals to survive longer.
For example, when disease-causing bacteria were introduced into a mouse brain, widespread amyloid deposits occurred within 48 hours wherever there were bacteria. In contrast, no protein deposits were seen in uninfected mice.
The same was observed in a petri dish. Amyloid beta stuck to a microbe's surface while attracting other molecules and extended into slender fibers. The growing fibers entrapped or clumped microbes and impeded their growth.
These results suggest amyloid beta may play an antimicrobial protective role against brain infection. We actually see this concept of clumping and entrapping of infecting bacteria elsewhere in the body.
However, in the case of Alzheimer's, what defends us may also lead to later problems. It's possible that every time an infection occurs in the brain, amyloid deposits are produced, but way before symptoms of Alzheimer's are noticed.
This could make the linkage between the two events harder to prove and even harder to control. But this connection could help us eventually manage this heartbreaking disease.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.